This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
The Joint Committee on Appropriations will now come to order. Good morning, everybody. I want to welcome everybody that's joining us here in the Appropriations Room. This morning, we're going to be doing some budget setting. We are going to set the budgets for the Bureau of Human Resources, Department of Tourism, Department of Labor and Regulation, Office of the State Treasurer, the South Dakota Investment Council, and South Dakota Office of Tribal Relations. I just remind everybody to please put your phones on silent or vibrate. And before we get started, Madam Secretary, will you call the roll, please?
Nesba.
Here.
Saba.
Here.
White.
Here.
Sutton.
Here.
Partridge.
Here.
Lake.
Here.
Colbeck.
Here.
Greenfield.
Here.
Bartles.
Here.
Gross.
Here.
Howard.
Here.
Koth. Peterson. Post.
Here.
Maher.
Here.
Hunhoff. Hunhoff.
Here.
Wick.
Here.
Carr.
And here.
We have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. We have a quorum. Thank you, Madam Secretary. All right, before we get into it, we got some pages joining us. We appreciate the work that they do. They come and join us for 2 weeks at a time. We have different high schoolers that sign up to be pages. I'd ask them to come up and introduce themselves, grab a microphone, tell us who you are, where you're from, and what your plans are after high school.
My name is Caden Bundy. I'm from Garrettson High School, and my plan is to go to SDSU and major in ag business.
All right. Sounds great.
My name's Haley Winger. I'm a senior at Gregory High School in Gregory, and I'm going to go next year to Northern State University for business management and minor in human resources.
Sounds good. Thank you for being here and welcome. Okay. We have some minutes. Representative Gross.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have minutes for March 2nd, where we heard bills 1044, 1045, 1046, 1227, and Senate bills 40, 41, 42, and 43, and March 3rd, where we heard a briefing on industrial hemp, and then went into House Bill 1233 and Senate Bill 17, and I would move for adoption of those minutes.
I heard some seconds out there. They were very quiet. I have a motion from Representative Gross to approve the minutes for March 2nd. There was a second by Senator White. Any further comments on those minutes? Seeing none, it's a voice vote. There was a second and third? Oh, these are the minutes from the second and the third. So the motion from Representative Gross is for the minutes from the second and third. We have a second from Senator White. Any other comments now that we have the third involved, March 3rd? Seeing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The minutes are approved for March 2nd and March 3rd. Thank you, Representative Gross. Any further minutes? Let's move into budget setting, and we're going to have Ariel lead us from our fiscal staff. We're going to start with the Bureau of Human Resources. Take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ariel Hammerquist with Legislative Research Council. The Bureau of Human Resources has one budget unit. There were no recommended changes to this budget, so we're looking at a recommendation of 73.5 FTE, $295,389 in general funds, $7,121,983 in other funds for a total of $7,417,372 available for any questions.
Any questions about motion sheet G0141A? Any questions? Seeing none, any comments? Is there a question?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Bartles.
I would move to set the budget for personnel management / employee benefits budget unit 0141A at the level detailed in the motion sheet G01401A, which includes $295,389 in general funds and $7,121,983 in other fund expenditure authority and 73.5 FTEs.
Second.
Okay, well, I do realize we have a motion, but I do want to take a minute and just make sure or check to see if there would be anybody in the public that would like to comment on the motion sheet. I want to give an opportunity for public testimony. I apologize.
Oh, sorry.
I thought it'd be good. No, that's fine. Okay, seeing none, we have a motion by Representative Bartles, seconded by Senator Wick, to approve the motion sheet G0141A as read. And this is a roll call vote. Madam Secretary, we'll call the roll.
Nesba?
Aye.
Saba?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Lake?
Aye.
Colbeck?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Bartles?
Aye.
Gross?
Aye.
Howard?
Aye.
Koth?
Aye.
Peterson? Is excused. Post?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Carr?
Aye.
Mr. Chair, there are 17 yeas, one excused.
There are 17 yeas, one excused. Motion sheet G0141A is approved. We're going to move to Department of Tourism. That's not you?
Sakura.
Okay.
Good morning. So Department of Tourism has two budget units. So the first one, tourism, there was one request, $810,000, $164. $810,000, $164 in other funds for marketing and advertising expansion. And the other one is an arts council, which is $63,955 in other funds for expanding existing art grants program. So the total is 37.7 FTE. There is no general fund under Department of Tourism, $879,260 in federal grant federal funds, $18,112,802 in other funds, and the total is $18,992,062.
Okay, do we have any questions regarding the two budget sheets that were just covered? Any questions? I'm going to offer public testimony. Is there anybody from the public that would like to testify or comment on these motion sheets? Okay, seeing none, we'll move to committee action. Senator Sutton.
Chair, I move to set the budget for tourism and arts.
Second.
We have two sheets. I need, Senator Sutton, I have to have you read. We're going to do one sheet at a time. Are they both in that motion?
They're both in the motion.
Together.
Will you just read the motion?
Just the last one. Highlighted.
Move to set budgets for tourism and arts. Motion sheets G0420A and G0441A, which includes $879,260 in federal fund expenditure authority and $18,112,802 in other fund expenditure authority and 37.7 FTEs.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion by Senator Sutton, seconded by Senator Wick, to approve the motion sheets G0420A and G0441A. Any comments on those motions?
Mr. Chair, very excited with tourism and their forthcoming events, particularly with the Sturgis 80th anniversary. They're expecting big crowds with that. They're also working with the South Dakota Arts Council to create a new campaign called State of Create. And their strategic plan is the outdoor tourism, tribal tourism, and ag tourism.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments? Seeing none, the motion again is made by Senator Sutton, seconded by Senator Wick, to set the motion sheets for G0420A and G0441A. Madam Secretary, we'll call the roll.
Nezuba?
Aye.
Saba?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Lake?
Aye.
Colbeck?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Bartles?
Aye.
Gross?
Aye.
Howard?
Aye.
Koth?
Aye.
Peterson is excused. Post?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Wick? Wick?
Aye. Aye.
Carr?
Aye.
Mr. Chair, 17 yeas, 1 excused.
With 17 yeas and 1 excused, the motion sheets for the Department of Labor are approved.
Tourism.
The motion sheets for the Department of Tourism are approved.
You don't.
Efficiency. We're halfway there.
Can I do tribal relations?
Let's do tribal relations. Let's see if I can get that right here. Okay. Go ahead, Sakura.
All right. Good morning. Again, Sakura Rolliter from LRC. Tribal Relation only has one budget unit. The only change budget request that they're requesting is $150,000 in other fund to enhance implementation of Osheti-Sakowin Essential Understanding led by Office of Indian Education. As you may know, this was not included in the governor's budget recommendation because the grant was awarded to the department after the budget process was completed. I have confirmed with BFM and the tribal relation that this request has been approved by the governor. So this looks like an alternate motion sheet, but this is not. This is the governor's recommendation.
All right. Any questions on this motion sheet from the committee? Any questions? Public, we're going to take any questions or comments from the any public testimony? Okay, seeing none.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Nesaba.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to set the budget for the Office of Tribal Relations, Budget Unit 0710, at the level detailed in the motion sheet 0710A, which includes $697,384 in general funds, $196,000 in other fund expenditure authority, and 7 FTEs.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion by Senator Nesaba, seconded by Senator Wick, to approve the motion sheet 0710A as detailed by Senator Nesaba. Any comments on that motion? Seeing none, Madam Secretary, will you call the roll?
Nesaba?
Aye.
Saba?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Lake?
Aye.
Colbeck?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Bartles?
Aye.
Gross?
Aye.
Howard?
Aye.
Koth?
Aye.
Peterson is excused. Post?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Carr?
Aye.
We have 17 yeas, 1 excused.
17 yeas, 1 excused. The Office of Tribal Relations motion sheet has been approved. Okay. Now I think we're going to go back to the Department of Labor and Regulation. Yes.
All right. Good morning. Mitchell Close, fiscal analyst with LRC. The Department of Labor and Regulation has 16 budget units. You can see the changes outlined on the motion sheet. We have a decrease of $30,000 in other funds for the appraiser program alignment. There is a reduction of 3 FTE for field staff and then a corresponding decrease in federal fund expenditure authority for personnel services and operating expenses. There's a decrease of 1 FTE for an investigator position in the Board of Technical Professions and then a corresponding decrease in personnel services, coming to a total of 421.6 FTE. And for a department total of $46,778,068.
Any questions on the budget for the Department of Labor and Regulation? Any questions? Okay. Any public testimony? We'll welcome anybody from the public to come up at this time. Okay. Seeing none. Representative Gross.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My motion is a little long because of the number of budget units in this one, but I move to set the budgets for administration, Secretary of Labor, reemployment assistance, field operations, state labor law administration, Board of Accountancy informational, Board of Barber Examiners informational, Cosmetology Commission informational, Plumbing Commission informational, Board of Technical Professions informational, Electrical Commission informational, Real Estate Commission informational, Abstract Board of Examiners informational, South Dakota Athletic Commission informational, Banking Trust Captive Insurance Company informational, and insurance motion sheets G1001A, G1004A, G1005A, G1006A, G1031A, G1032A, G1033A, G1034A, G1035A, G1036A, G1037A, G1038A, G1039A, G1061A, G10612A, and G1063A, which includes $2,246,084 in general funds, $31,195,509 in federal fund expenditure authority, $13,336,475 in other fund expenditure authority, and 421.6 FTEs.
Second. Okay, we have a motion by Representative Gross, seconded by Senator Wick. Any comments on that motion?
Mr. Chair.
Please.
As we heard during our discussions on the work groups, so these folks have worked to reduce their FTEs by developing satellite offices in conjunction with the retirements that have occurred and are in general reducing their budget. Okay. So I support what they are proposing.
Thank you, Representative Gross. Any other comments? Okay, the motion is by Representative Gross, seconded by Senator Wick, to set the budgets for the as laid out in motion sheet G1001A, G1004A, G1005A, G1006A, G1031A, G1032A, G1033A, G1034A, G1035A, G1036A, G1037A, G1038A, G1039A, G10610A, G10612A, and G1063A. Madam Secretary, we call the roll.
Nesba.
Aye.
Saba.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Leake.
Aye.
Colbeck.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Bartles.
Aye.
Gross.
Aye.
Howard.
Aye.
Koth. Peterson is excused. Post.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Wick. Wick.
Me?
Aye. Yeah.
And Carr.
Aye.
17 yeas, 1 excused, Mr. Chair.
17 yeas, 1 excused. The motion sheets for the Department of Labor and Regulation are approved. So I just was trying to test my eyes, reading those off the screen. I think my eyes are good. I don't have to go see the eye doctor now. I was just hoping I didn't screw them up. I have to start all over again. Okay, we're going to go into the office of the state treasurer.
You ready?
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jeff Melhoff with LRC Fiscal Staff. The motion sheet you have in front of you is G3201A, and this would be everything the governor recommended for the treasury management. And there are no changes to this budget unit. If there's no questions, I'll go on to the next budget unit within the state treasurer.
Go ahead.
The next budget unit is 3202, which is the unclaimed property. This is an informational budget. What you see in front of you includes everything the governor recommended, as well as one additional FTE, which is claims processing. And you can see that as line item 6, 7, and 8. This motion sheet is including an FTE for claims processing and the personal service dollars and operating expense for that FTE.
They're combined. Okay. Any questions about the motion sheets? Senator White, do you have a question about the motion sheets? No. Any questions? Any public comment? A public comment? Question, Representative Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just wondering about this other motion sheet that was in there, Z3202A.
Mr. Chairman, that is the recommendation from the work group, is the motion sheet Z3202A.
Representative Howard.
Just briefly, could you outline the difference between the Z and the G3202A?
Mr. Chairman, the difference is the claims processing FTE, which is line items 6, 7, and 8.
Follow up.
So was that part of the original request for this agency, or when did we add the claims process? Because I'm showing G3202A, the original request just has the fraud prevention. So then the Z has the claims. When?
Senator Greenfield?
I think I can probably shed some light on that. It was part of the original request. It wasn't part of the recommendation, but we talked about the fact that it was an informational budget, and essentially they can do that by virtue of adding that and reporting back to JCA. And so I believe that's why it's been included. They have purview over that element of their budget.
We did spend time in the budget hearing discussing it and the need for it. Further questions or comments, Representative Howard?
Just wondering why it wasn't recommended from the administration.
I don't know that. Hmm. I don't know if there's anybody that here that would want to comment.
Mr. Chair.
Please.
Mark Kwasny with the Bureau of Finance and Management. We didn't recommend that FTE. We understand that claims are increasing, complexity is increasing. The recommendation was for one to see the impact that that would have, and then if needed, add another one.
Okay. Representative Howard? Is there any other comments from the state treasurer or to recap? No? Okay. The conversation we had in the hearing. Representative Howard?
Just a comment. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I like the reasoning, starting with one and seeing we could always revisit this next year and see if they need to add an additional FTE. So.
Okay. Other comments? Representative Saba?
I would just like to make a comment. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Last year and this year, I mentioned to the during the hearing on their budget that I had a $95 claim of unclaimed property that was sent to me, and I was having trouble finding it. But I found this year It was very efficiently handled. Not only myself, but another legislator were able to just go down to the office here and clear it up very quickly. So I even with a small amount of money, it's possible to find it and get it to the right person. So thank you to them.
If I remember correctly from the hearing, the recommended FTE was for fraud prevention. The other one is different. It was for claims processing, if I remember correctly. And Senator White is the lead on that work group. Would you like to help clarify?
I had an explanation. I had an explanation after we get done with it. But yes, we talked about the larger unclaimed property people that we have in state, and that their expectations of service has been growing as far as their numbers of claims from outside of the United States even. And it's imperative that we continue to more or less exceed their expectations on this service. And so I think it was discussed during our discussion on this proposal that we wanted to make sure that these larger associates of our unclaimed property felt that they were being fairly addressed in all of their concerns. I think that's what it was.
Okay, well, there's additional comments. Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Also, we talked about the relative size of their unclaimed property.
Right.
The unclaimed property that's flowing in, and the fact that they have operated with 3.8 FTEs, and the fact that other states with the size of unclaimed property division that we have are generally in the 12 FTE range. So I think they're up about tenfold over the last 10, 15 years in terms of the inflows into the fund. So I think it would be incumbent upon us to allow for them. Frankly, they can do it anyway, but to allow for them to add the FTE in order to get the money back out into the hands of the rightful owners. Thank you.
Any other comments? Senator White.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to set the budgets of the Treasury Management and Unclaimed Property Informational Motion Sheets G3201A and Z3202A, which includes $565,429 in general funds and $29,151,511 in other fund expenditure authority and 11 FTEs.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Senator White, seconded by Senator Wick. Any comments on that motion?
As we talked, thank you, Mr. Chair, as we discussed, the added one FTE, and I was going to share with us at this time, they talked about the relationship of these larger unclaimed property customers that they have and the expectations that are coming from outside the state, and thought that it was absolutely necessary for them to make sure that they're meeting all of their expectations, and it was probably going to require this one additional FTE. Thank you.
Any other comments on the motion? Okay. Seeing none, we have the motion by Senator White, seconded by Senator Wick, to approve the motion sheets G3201A and Z3202A for the Office of the State Treasurer. Madam Secretary, will you call the roll?
Esabuck?
Aye.
Saba?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Lake?
Aye.
Colbeck?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Bartles?
Aye.
Gross?
Aye.
Howard?
Aye.
Koth?
Aye.
Peterson is excused. Post?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Carr?
Aye.
Mr. Chair, 17 yeas, 1 excused.
17 yeas and 1 excused. The motion sheets on the budget for the Office of the State Treasurer are approved. South Dakota Investment Council. Mr. Melhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The motion sheet you have in front of you is G3210A, which is the Investment Council. And this is everything the governor recommended in her budget, which includes removing a part-time legal counsel, increase for legal services for distressed debt, investment research services, registration fees, and employee compensation. If there's no questions, I'll move to the next motion sheet.
Okay.
The next motion sheet is 32G3211A, which is the Investment Council's performance-based compensation. And this is where we have to budget for paying out the total performance-based compensation. So we just budget for that full amount, and this is the increases related to that.
Okay. Any questions on those motion sheets for the Investment Council? Any questions? Any public testimony? Anybody from the public care to share a comment? Okay, seeing none. Senator White.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to set the budgets of investment of state funds and performance-based compensation, motion sheets G3210A, G3211A, which includes $21,811,476 in other funds, expenditure authority, and 35 FTEs.
Second.
We have a motion by Senator White, second by Senator Wick. Any comments on the motion?
Mr. Menhoff related, they are doing some shifting within the personnel, but it's within the parameters of what they presently have. They're just moving some people around, so there's no additional requests for salaries.
Any other comments on the motion? Seeing none, we have a motion by Senator White, seconded by Senator Wick, to set the budgets for the Investment State Council as read in the motion sheet G3210A and G3211A. Madam Secretary, will you call the roll?
Nessebar?
Aye.
Saba?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Lake?
Aye.
Colbeck?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Bartles?
Aye.
Gross?
Aye.
Howard?
Aye.
Koth?
Aye.
Peterson is excused. Post?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Carr?
Aye.
Mr. Chair, 17 yeas, 1 excused.
There's 17 yeas, 1 excused. The budget and motion sheets for the South Dakota Investment Council are set. That is the motion sheets for the day, and that concludes our agenda. There's no other minutes. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Chair, move to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion by Senator Wick, seconded by Senator Colbeck to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. We are adjourned.